It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. How are things going with plans for a classroom for KLETC?
The Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center has actually broken ground. We're seeing some progress made at the old strip mall at the corner of 21st and Corning, and that is soon to become a police training annex. Hopefully it will be right across the street from a future day where we will break ground for the new public safety center. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. But right now, KLETC and Hinman Construction had a meeting, and they are making sure that all the plans and, you know, all the outlets and all the walls and everything are going to be in the right place, so that soon, we hope, by the beginning of 2023, we will see training going on in that facility for law enforcement and corrections and parole and dispatchers for the 19 counties in southeast Kansas. They'll slowly ramp up the use of the facility. Their goal, when they are fully operational, is to be able to provide 3,000 man days of training a year. That's pretty significant. And of course, the funds to make all this happen, you know, the remodel is about a $248,000 project that is being paid for by the state leasing that facility from the city. So again, we're seeing state money coming into the community, and as the training rolls out, then we will also see, from an economic development perspective, the benefit of having all of these police officers, deputies, parole officers, ABC agents, dispatchers, and the like coming into town, and they are going to be eating those breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and probably having some occasional hotel stays. This is for in-service ongoing training throughout the year, so it will be literally a cornucopia of training topics that we see coming to our community.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.